Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reuters is reporting China's central bank declared on Friday that all cryptocurrencies are illegal, banning crypto-related transactions and cryptocurrency mining in China. China's government is now following through with cracking down on virtual currencies like Bitcoin. China is saying cryptocurrencies are a financial, social, and national security risk and a contributor to global warming. Sudden doubts about President Biden's competence on Afghanistan, immigration, and COVID are driving double-digit drops in his approval rating. Political reporter for The Cook, Amy Walter, says early mistakes by the Biden administration goes directly to the very rationale of his presidency, that it would be low drama and high competence, adding, things in Washington look more of the same, politicians squabbling instead of solving problems. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Department of Homeland Security's move to suspend the use of horse patrols at the overwhelmed and overrun southern border is just further proof that the Biden administration has no answer to the crisis they created. That's according to Republican Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He says on Newsmax, voters will remember in 2022.
Joe Biden described all that as a, quote, extraordinary success. So should we be surprised that they didn't properly vet the people they did bring out? I mean, again, nothing with this administration should surprise us now. Think about the change. In 9 months, you can look at all kinds of issues, but we went from energy independence to the President of the United States begging OPEC to increase production. We went from safe cities, relatively safe cities, to rising crime in every major urban area. We went from stable prices to inflation. And, of course, on the immigration issue, on the border issue, we used to have a secure border. We now have chaos on our southern border. That's what the Biden administration has given us. That's why Americans are so darn frustrated. And frankly, why I think in less than 14 months, Republicans will be in control of the House of Representatives.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, on MSNBC Friday morning, is talking about COVID-19 vaccines and American schools.
Teachers have wanted to be in school. They understand that being in school is the best place for kids. And, you know, we put $5 million out in the field. We did a big back-to-school campaign. I myself have been in, I think, 18 states now, 35 places since August 1st. But both teachers and parents and all the public health officials and all of you know that the way back and to stay back is through being safe. And that's a combination of vaccines and masking and ventilation and, frankly, the distancing and the, you know, and having a good outbreak control process. And the places that are doing that around the country, frankly, are doing pretty well, like California. And the places that are like making rules, like those bizarre rules, like, you know, that the I just heard what Manny Diaz said. I couldn't believe that. But like the governor from, you know, Florida, thank God you have really, really, really strong superintendents who were saying, no, safety first, not your politics.
It should be noted, since the beginning of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children have died from COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek. I want to bring her on right away because we've got some talking to do here, Liz. I mean, where this country is right now, the lack of leadership, this is beyond annoying. It's dangerous.
Oh, there's so much going wrong, and it's so horrifying. But, you know, you and I have talked for the last couple of months about the push by Democrats to, as they describe it, transform our nation. And the fact that most of us feel our nation's doing pretty well, thank you, without transformation. So, you know, the good news is that the incompetence of this administration is leading to plunging polling. I mean, there's just no way other way of describing it. Now he's in the 30s in Iowa and I think Michigan as well. Biden is really tumbled. And I have said for weeks that that was going to hurt his ability to railroad through this huge $3.5 trillion, which really is more like a $5.5 trillion spending program. Mm-hmm. And I think it's true. I just don't think he has the chops. I mean, when he sits down with Joe Manchin or Kristen Sinema and tries to change their mind, what's he got? I mean, he's got very little following, and rightly so, Bill. I mean, this president, early on, as you remember, convened presidential historians to try and figure out how he could be a great president. Honestly, the arrogance of that, the hubris of that, makes my stomach turn over. I mean, it's just extraordinary. This weak, undisciplined, vacillating, endlessly political member of Congress for 40-something years now decides he has the ability, based on absolutely nothing, including a marginal victory in the election, that he has the mandate to really, you know, overhaul our country. I don't know what he's thinking. Oh, well, I just think he's incredibly arrogant and very mediocre in terms of talent, not very smart. And I think he's done some things incredibly wrong. Thank heavens, honestly. I mean, I certainly would not wish the debacle of Afghanistan to happen. But since it did happen, since he did cost our services 13 members' lives, you know, I just hope he gets pummeled for it, and he is being. Thank heavens.
Well, the damage that he's doing on all points, just as you said, domestically, I mean, I don't know if you saw the conference or the meeting that they showed with Boris Johnson. You talk about him sitting with Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. He can't even sit with Boris Johnson.
Well, and that's important. I mean, it's important because with every dealing with overseas leaders to date, this administration has shown themselves not equipped, badly informed. Antony Blinken, I think, is a complete farce as our Secretary of State. headed off to meet with the Chinese first up, and they spent 15 minutes dressing him down and talking and complaining about the United States. That is not, I mean, A, he should have left the room. He should have in some way ended that interview and said, next time, if you're prepared to deal honestly with the United States, we will talk to you. Instead, he apologizes for the United States. I mean, I want to punch the guy in the nose, honestly.
Yeah, right.
And so, look, it's an embarrassment. This president is an embarrassment. The only good thing is, Bill, people are figuring it out.
And, yeah, they are. They are, and they're outraged. And the thing is that you see, and I think the reason, Liz, is because they're realizing they didn't want to think about it. Americans, by and large, we're good people. I mean, we hope for the best. We want to respect. I mean, the fact that we're even talking about this president in these kind of levels. I mean, I remember the first time, and I think maybe you and I were talking about it, and I made reference to the Peter Principle. I said, and if you remember, you know, that book from Tom Peters.
Oh,
and,
I know it well. Right, you get to their level where you're no longer competent.
Exactly. And here it is. But, you know, to hear me, and I'm saying this, and I'm going, oh, you know, I cannot believe I'm saying this about an alleged president of the United States. But the thing is, you know, what you're seeing now is that it's much more diabolical than somebody just being incompetent. Because, you know, in anything, I mean, you and I have been in business, you know, most of our lives, and all leadership always starts with the end in mind. Where are we going? You know, let's talk about our mission, our objective. Where is it that they want to go?
Yeah.
And Joe Biden has picked up the mantle of Barack Obama on his inauguration. And when he talked about was prior to the inauguration, said, look, we're days away from fundamentally transforming this country. And you go, fundamental? What are you talking about? Well, the fundamental change, ladies and gentlemen, the sleight of hand exchange was, we're going to exchange capitalism and a free democratic republic for a Marxist socialist plan. And this is what they've been on. This is, you got to see this for what it is. It's that diabolical. And this is what America is waking up to. The light is finally coming on. And the brains are connecting right now and going, this is extremely dangerous. Because just like you said, I mean, the dangerous part is he's still the president of the United States. And what he's putting at risk in terms of our assets as a nation and standing, even Australia and New Zealand and our allies are shaking in their boots because they're going, who do we trust? You know, we can't trust America. Are we going to make an alliance with China? Do we try and, you know, connect with somebody else? I mean, who's going to protect us?
Well, I think all of that is completely valid. And, you know, the Republicans, I felt at one point, were overworking the socialist charge. I don't really feel that way anymore because, in fact, the bill that they're trying to push would end up with taxes higher than in China, which, by the way, is a socialist, actually communist country. And it would tip our economy so far towards government spending, government taking care of people from cradle to grave, et cetera. These are not exaggerated talking points. That's actually what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And I cannot think of anything more undermining of the essential American values than taking away from Americans the feeling that you are independent, you are self-reliant. Self-reliance used to be one of the strong suits of America. Mm-hmm. People knew that they had to fend for themselves. And by the way, they welcome that because in fending for yourself, there was an opportunity to do really, really well for yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's why our doors have been open to immigrants from around the world and have been crowded with those immigrants since time began, because those people know that the opportunity in America is better than it is anywhere else. That's why we have so many people trying to come in illegally. That's why the foreign visa numbers are always oversubscribed wildly. So to have people at the core of our government telling us that our country is essentially racist, that our country does not allow upward mobility, to tell us that we will soon be overwhelmed by a China which is so much better than we are, it really offends me. And I hope I hope it offends a lot of people. I think it does.
I think you're exactly right, Liz, is that you know, people are realizing this is one big lie the Democrats have want us to buy into. I mean it smacks of, as you'll recall, Nancy Pelosi telling us that we had to pass the bill to find out what's in it. And what did we find out? That it was another ploy to eradicate the middle class. And Joe Biden is on his route to do that. This is what's being threatened right now. Our Constitution and the middle class, which is the backbone of this constitutional republic. We've got more from Liz on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen Temporal Scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India, Nepal, and Bhutan are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, or the languages they were born to speak. Spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and literature in their own heart languages makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces and airs 12 weekly radio programs in 11 different languages in India, Nepal, and Bhutan. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, and that includes telling people about Jesus in the languages they were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan, whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. Yes, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, is with us right now. Liz, as you and I were talking offline here, that, you know, when you look at the government that we have right now, I'm not sure that the onus is on we the people. I think it's unfair to put it on we the people. In terms of the election of Joe Biden, Joe Biden was given to us by the Democratic Party. And keep in mind, Barack Obama said, Joe, you don't have to do this. Barack Obama knew that he mentally, Joe Biden, was breaking down. He knew that. Jill Biden knew that. Nancy Pelosi had to know. Chuck Schumer had to know. All these people had to know. Corporate America had to be aware of this. Social media had to be aware of it. But, you know, I guess what they decided is that, at least they, I'm not sure America decided this, because I think in their right mind, why would you give up being energy independent, paying a buck 50 at least on average per gasoline? Inflation, not really much of an issue. Your southern border is closed. You've got Middle East peace about ready to break out with four Arab nations at the table, at the bargaining table with Israel. But, you know, corporate America and all the ruling class decided that wasn't good, that they had to get Trump out of there. Go ahead.
I think that corporate America did turn on Trump. There's no question. The Chamber of Commerce, for the first time ever, actually backed Democrat candidates, and boy, are they learning to regret that, because, in fact, they helped take over the House. Otherwise, I think the House might have stayed in Republican hands, and now they have a whole a holy trinity of Democrat Oval Office, House, and Senate, and a lot of the stuff that's being proposed obviously is pretty injurious to business as well. They have it coming, in my view, although it is not good for America, to be sure. I think what you had was the Democrat establishment, Pelosi, Schumer, et al., deciding that they wanted a candidate that they could control and that could win. And they did believe that Bernie Sanders was simply too left-wing to win. But they also recognized in the aftermath that they needed Bernie Sanders, Bernie bros, to get out and vote, and they did. And so they owe him. They owe that left wing of their caucus, and they're scared to death of it. I am convinced that 90% of what bad stuff is coming through the Senate is because Chuck Schumer is scared of being primaried by AOC, and she
Without
is not.
A doubt.
She has not refused the idea. I mean, she kind of has left that door open. So we have a really awful situation in some of these blue states where uber-liberal progressives are threatening to displace moderate Democrats. And so it has taken Democrat policymaking, really only because coincidentally Schumer's the head of the Senate, in a completely heinous direction. There is no mandate for this. There's no even broad-based support for this. I mean, if you look at self-identifying Democrats and Republicans, there are a lot of Democrats, but only 15% describe themselves as very liberal. They don't, you know, it's not half the party.
Right, exactly.
15% of the party. So we are being led down a road by a nervous Senate majority leader who's scared to death of being primaried and aging out Nancy Pelosi, who wants to have one big last accomplishment that she can say embedded the Democratic Party forever. And that's kind of where we are. It's a really tragic thing.
Yeah, you know, we've been saying, Liz, is that during the primaries, if you remember, the Democrats were offering proposals that they could only get about 30% of their own constituents to approve of, if you remember, right? Okay, because you and I talked about this at length. So now here we go to the general election, and they get over 80 million votes? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
No, it does not make sense.
You know, it defies credulity. And so here we are. We're putting up with this. And then, you know, and people ask me, they go, well, Bill, don't you believe that the election was legitimate? I said, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know. And I think that's a fair question. I really don't know. And the thing is that bothers me, just like whether we're talking about COVID or something, there's always new information comes up that you know, smacks in the face of the stuff that was just, you know, shared with you 10 seconds ago. But, you know, every week I get reports, well, they just found another, you know, 200,000 votes and signatures don't match and everything. It's like,
I don't know what to make of all that either. I mean, I think for the good of the party, for the good of the country, we need to move on, because whatever forces there are that might write that are not going to basically be employed in that way. We're not going to solve that problem, Bill. It's never going to happen. And I think we have to reboot and say, okay, that happened and it was terrible, but now we have to move forward and make sure that these Democrats are defeated the next time around, because the worst thing that happened, the worst thing, is that after the election, because of Trump talking about the election being rigged and so forth, we lost Georgia. We lost two Senate seats. So that is why we have this looming $3.5 trillion bill that Schumer wants to get through. And by the way, it's not $3.5 trillion; it's more like six trillion more than we spent on World War II, World War I, and all the prior wars to this country. That's what this bill is going to do, and it is going to fundamentally change our country in a very, very pernicious way. Basically taking away from people the incentives to work. And that's, I think, where we are right now. I think it's horrifying. It's costly. And for those of us who do work, you know, be prepared. You're going to be shouldering the burden for an increasing number of people. And that, you can call them dependents, because that's what it's going to be.
Well, not to mention everything that's happening at the border, all these dependents that are coming in mass right now. It's incredible what the Democrats are putting upon we the people again. And at the same time, they're destroying the middle class. Who's going to be left to pay for all this, Liz?
Well, that's the point. You and me and all your listeners who have jobs. So when the Democrats talk about how this bill is popular, free child care is popular, free pre-K, free elder care, all these things are popular. They poll well. They poll well until they're coupled with, do you want to pay higher taxes for them? It's exactly like climate change. Sure, everybody wants clean air, but when you say, okay, your gasoline price is going to go to $4, which is basically where it is now, in order to fund wind towers, then everyone says, oh, whoa, hold on a minute. I didn't count on that. The same thing with these entitlements. When you talk about how you're actually going to pay for them, the enthusiasm for this completely disintegrates.
Liz, how about if we pass a law that says that if you haven't read the bill, you can't vote on it?
Yeah, forget it, because this new bill is supposed to end up being, I am told, 5,000 pages.
Yeah, it started at 27. I think it started at 2,700. It was like Obamacare. But how many pages are they talking about now?
Well, it's now 5,000, and some people have said it might become 10,000.
Oh, you know, with all the regulations that come into, oh, my gosh, it's just going to. But, yeah, I mean, but that's with everything, though. These legislators are elected officials. They're not reading these bills.
Of course.
And, you know,
I'm not even sure they'd understand them if they read them.
Exactly.
Seriously. I mean, you know, there's a lot of I really advise all of your listeners as the details come out, as the bill actually comes out, they need to go online and read about it, because what the $1.9 trillion remember the American Rescue Plan that passed in March? I read that, and it is just an open door to fraud and abuse. It is stuff like, $100 billion for the schools. No requirements at all in terms of how the money is used. No timetable about when it has to be used. So, I mean, it's just slush funds. It's funds available, in that case, to the teachers' unions, but slush funds kind of available all over the place, so that when Kamala Harris begins to campaign in 2024, she can go to a community and say, look, we spent $10 billion on your job training programs out of the American Rescue Plan. That's on me. I did that. I directed that. That's how this stuff works.
Yeah.
Accountability.
They're buying votes. That's all
right.
This is.
They're
experts at doing that. Liz Pink, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. How can they be in touch with you, Liz?
Please follow me on Twitter. I do tweet back. Liz Peek, P-E-E-K, is my handle, and I'm happy to be in touch with people.
Well, excellent. Liz, have a great weekend. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Take care. Bye.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code RED for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RED.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reuters is reporting China's central bank declared on Friday that all cryptocurrencies are illegal, banning crypto-related transactions and cryptocurrency mining in China. China's government is now following through with cracking down on virtual currencies like Bitcoin. China is saying cryptocurrencies are a financial, social, and national security risk and a contributor to global warming. Sudden doubts about President Biden's competence on Afghanistan, immigration, and COVID are driving double-digit drops in his approval rating. Political reporter for The Cook, Amy Walter, says early mistakes by the Biden administration goes directly to the very rationale of his presidency, that it would be low drama and high competence, adding, things in Washington look more of the same, politicians squabbling instead of solving problems. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. Hey, Horace, how are you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always great to hear your voice. I just so appreciate you. You bring a level of calm and reason, which is so important because it's so lacking right now from what we're getting, you know, from this administration. It's crisis at every point, and it's almost what it's all leading to, Horace, and you as a constitutional law professor. Joe Biden is trying to run this country in much the same way, picking up the reins from Obama and trying to run it as some sort of, dictator. And no doubt, I mean, continuing down this road, we're going to end up in a constitutional crisis. It's going to be inevitable, I believe.
Well, as I said the other night, I was very much disturbed that when discussing his plans for an unconstitutional, by the way, vaccine mm-hmm. mandate,
yes.
he sounded more like he was discussing his plans with his subjects.
Yes.
He works for us. It's not the other way around. It's not our privilege to have him run America. He's actually supposed to be carrying out the duly constitutional authorities that he is responsible to carry out. This isn't what we're seeing.
No.
The things that are troubling about this are that he appears to just say, even when I know, like he did with the eviction mandate,
mm-hmm.
even when I know, like he did when the Supreme Court refused to issue a temporary restraining order on the abortion law in Texas, he's going to still have the federal government act in spaces where that has already been closed. That is lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with the vaccine mandate, there is no power given to the President of the United States to carry out any kind of vaccine mandate requiring any individual to take it. He's supposed to be implementing the laws given to him that are duly and lawfully implemented by Congress.
Exactly.
Congress has not acted here. It's not clear to me where Congress would have that power if they did. But that's not the question we're asking. The question we're asking is, what is the president's role in all of this? And this, I believe, is on the dangerous side of a constitutional republic being able to operate when people say, I can just act, and then we'll let others decide later.
You see, we need to discern these signs, and I think surprising to this administration is that people are starting to figure it out. I mean, look what's going on with the polling right now. It's in free fall. And they may not fully understand. They just don't. It doesn't feel right, and that's kind of okay, because they elected, so to speak, or somebody chose Joe Biden. But, you know, I would say a certain number of Americans emotionally went along with this ruse and this selection process of Joe Biden. It's all emotionally based. So now they're reacting emotionally again, because this just doesn't feel right, you know, what's going on. Vaccine mandates. They see pictures of our southern border and, 16,000 people there, including probably the majority of them, you know, from Haiti, that we find out didn't come from Haiti at all, but they came from what, Brazil? This is, you know, quite interesting and disturbing. Go ahead.
There are thousands and thousands of households all across America that are also saying, wait a second, why is there so much month left after the paycheck is gone?
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to give your audience a data point that I think is important here. Since 1992, surveyors or pollsters have been asking this question. Within 3 months, 6 months, a year, or 2 years after the presidential election, do you regret your choice, or would you make the choice again? Some variation of that. And I want you to understand that this was asked in 1992 for the first time after George Herbert Walker Bush's loss to Bill Clinton, and the American people, every time they were asked, said, nope, I don't regret it. And remember now, a lot of things happened that led to the incoming Republican majority for the first time in 40 years. Mm-hmm. In 96, that question was asked. The American people said, nope, I don't regret my choice. In 2000, that question was asked, even though we had one of the closest elections we'd had in 100 years. And the American people said afterwards, nope, I don't regret it. 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016. Guess what? For the very first time, you are seeing surveys where the American people say, yes, if I had to do it all over again, I would not have voted the way that I did. That is telling. That's not some minor shift.
Mm-hmm.
That is a remarkable shift, because the American people in the past, regardless of the choice they have made, have stood by their choice. I will tell you, there are only really two explanations for this outcome. One is the stewardship of our country has been mismanaged so poorly that it has led to this dramatic change. Or number two, the American people had never agreed to this outcome, and they're merely ratifying the same choice that they made back in November. And I will let your audience decide which one of those is the best explanation.
Exactly. Well, I was just talking with Liz Peek about this, Horace. You know, that, CEOs of companies, you know, leaders, they always start with the end in mind. You know, hey, this is where we're going. This is the objective. This is the plan here. The Democrats never did that. There was never a vision that was cast. The only thing that was cast was, we hate Trump, and we got to get Joe Biden in there. And they started making up the narrative for Joe Biden, that he was this moderate and this nice guy and all this other stuff compared to Orange Man, who was so bad. And, forget about the fact that Trump had delivered, energy independence, low gas prices at the pump, southern border that was secure, Middle East peace getting ready to break out, across all demographics, race, and what have you, lowest unemployment right across the board in 50 plus years, right? But somehow the majority of America said that's bad. And we don't need that. And it's no wonder that they're regretting their vote, because the stark reality is so clear for them that there's not enough media narrative, anonymous reporting that can, as you say, extend their paycheck to cover the length of the month, right?
Yeah. So as I would say, either there never was a majority that voted for this.
Mm, yes.
Or the lie that what you're going to get is pretty much the same policies that you've been seeing, but no mean tweets.
Yes.
Well, that was a lie.
Mm.
And that was an intentional lie. You don't pretend that the COVID crisis is a reason for you not to go out in public. You don't actually demonstrate every time you do show up in public that you can't get a high school-sized crowd to show up for your events without it being a sign that your particular agenda doesn't exist. You haven't actually demonstrated anything. Mm-hmm. In America, we operate on this idea that you get your mandate not by holding the position, but by persuading the American people to embrace your policy.
Exactly.
No such opportunity occurred in the last election.
If it did, there would have been a grand sweep in the House and Senate, wouldn't there have been?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't have coattails without a coat.
Right. That's a T-shirt. That's a T-shirt saying. I mean, that just makes way too much sense. You see, and this is what the every man and woman have seen very clearly, and this is why Joe Biden's polling is in the tank, Horace Cooper.
Oh, absolutely it is, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah. Stay tuned. We've got more details with Horace Cooper. He's here with us right now, the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free?
It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
About 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Horace Cooper continues with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, Project 21 co-chair. Well, Horace, it is madness. There's no question whatsoever. And I think the ruse is and the shroud is being pulled back on this sleight of hand. I mean, no doubt this is Barack Obama's third term, the fundamental transformation of our country. That baton has been picked up by Joe Biden, and people need to understand when he talked about the fundamental transformation, we're talking a total realignment, a major paradigm shift. We're talking out with the Constitution, in with some Marxist philosophy and theology, coming in, and the further destruction and obliteration of the middle class. What Barack Obama started, Joe Biden's mission is to complete.
Well, if I were looking, I would see that the fundamental mistake has always been a failure to understand what America is. Mm-hmm. We are a generous people. We are a kind people. We are people willing to make sacrifices. But we are a people that's predicated on the idea that we run our own lives, and we have to be persuaded to adopt a policy. I'm not just talking about the vaccine. I'm talking about automobiles. Right. Do you wish to have electric only? Do you wish to have no pickup trucks? You actually have to persuade people. When I watch college football on the weekends, half of the commercials are car sales type commercials. Why?
Right.
Because they're trying to persuade. This administration says, nope, we're just going to put in our infrastructure bill. Mm-hmm. The federal government is now going to just start tracking the number of miles that you drive, and we're going to send you a bill. Well, how are you going to do that, tracking of the number of miles that I drive? We're also going to put, quote, targets, how few regular combustion engines are going to be allowed to be sold. Wait, allowed to be sold?
Yes.
You mean like the light bulbs? Like, I can't now buy the kind of vehicle I want? Well, that's not persuasion. There's another provision that they're talking about that if you have a bank account and if at any point in a given year a $600 transaction occurs, we're going to report every single activity in your account to the IRS. Again, that's not persuasion.
Yes.
That is intimidation. Mm-hmm. That is the kind of thing that's the very opposite of how America operates. And it is likely going to lead to a significant rebellion. The left, last thing I want to say here in answer to your question, the left looked at what happened in California and they erroneously concluded everything is great. Everything is wonderful because a disproportionate number of progressives live in a state and they refuse to operate on how the reality of the world is supposed to be. And they say that's proof of how the rest of America is. That disproportionate number is taking away from the opposite disproportionate number in other states, and you're going to see a major reckoning. That includes places like New Jersey this year and also Virginia.
Well, and the thing is, what comes to mind immediately is, can you believe the numbers in California? You know, a friend of mine had did analysis of the major Democratic elected officials, Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, you know, and you can even look at Gavin Newsom. And it's interesting that they all come up with about a 65% vote advantage. Is that odd? Does that raise any suspicion whatsoever? I was born and raised in California. I know it's gone a little cuckoo, but I think it's quite interesting that that seems to be that sweet spot for these Democratic kingpins.
Only thing I would say is this: if that's true, and I'm doubtful, but if that is true, what that really means is that in places like New Jersey and Florida and Iowa, that those numbers are starkly different. And I wasn't surprised when the Des Moines Register, the premier newspaper in Iowa, issued a poll showing that Joe Biden's approval rating was in the 30s, the low 30s. Mm-hmm. But if you're above 50 in this environment with this kind of mismanagement of America in California, then you're likely going to be that way. And here's interesting. That means Iowa stops being a state that's pivotal or that that means that Florida stops being competitive because all of what's happening is progressives in New York and in California are predominating, and they're pushing Main Street people, both blue collar and middle class, out of those jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're being replaced with people that the Democrats have used the people's money to buy their vote. And with the way the mail-in voting situation is going in, just like in California, speaking of the recall, they had discovered that they sent out 3 million more votes than was the population of California during the recall.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, remember now, they mailed every, quote, voter a ballot.
Yeah.
They had a website where you could click a link and generate your own. And then they even allowed people to go house to house and to get people to fill out forms, including allowing people who worked in the Postal Service to just collect scores of these that already had names on them, and they just needed signatures on them. But I'm just saying this, that particular state, California, and New York is looking increasingly like it, is made disproportionately of people where there is a bell curve, of a U-curve, not a pyramid, a U-curve.
Yes.
The lower your income is and the higher your income is, the more likely you are to support progressive policies. That U doesn't exist in Iowa. It doesn't exist in Texas. It doesn't exist in Arizona. If that's what they've done, they brought in low-income voters that are reliable, and they've chased away the working class and the middle class, you could achieve that kind of you vote scale where the lowest and the highest both collaborate against the rest of the population, and they can outnumber them.
Yeah, there it is. You know, they're surrounding us, and this is the diabolical plan. I mean, this is disingenuous on their part. Of course, they're not going to tell you this, but all you have to do is just wise up and look at the signs here. They're quite obvious, aren't they not?
Well, the signs are very obvious that there is a reckoning headed our way. Mm-hmm. There are, as I said, unprecedented polls, and it's not just one, three or four different polls, including the Harvard poll, the Rasmussen poll, that are showing people saying, if I had to do it over again, my vote would be different. Rasmussen just came out this week, and it was a 10-point margin, the mm-hmm. number of people saying that they would vote for Trump over Biden. That's unprecedented, and yet that's where we're headed, precisely because the president thinks he can simply use his powers to dictate and doesn't need to actually persuade.
Well, you almost can't wait for the midterms, right? Because this is going to be a watershed election if we've ever had one. Horace, what did you make of, you know, Al Sharpton goes down to the southern border, not very welcomed there in Texas.
So Al Sharpton normally goes to the bluest parts of America. Either he goes to California or New York, or he goes to urban centers that are super blue, and everybody celebrates him and welcomes him. Now, we know that his goal is to line his own pocket and to create dissent wherever he can. He showed up here, and he was really surprised that he thought reading his own press reports made him credible in these places, and the truth is exactly the opposite. Shame on this administration, however, for calling out the CPB for actually doing its job. Shame on them for their judgment first and investigate later approach. Now, this is no different than what President Obama did and ultimately had to hold a beer summit after he rushed to judgment before there was any evidence to be found.
Yeah, I mean, you look, even when you look at the video there, and, you know, you don't see that. And speaking of video, just to, we got about a minute left here and close this out. We're starting to see more video of the January 6th event. No wonder the government didn't want us to see, what, something like 14,000 hours of video. They've kept it suppressed until the judge says, no, we got to see it, and now we're looking at it, and it's, you know. Boy, I'll tell you, if this was an insurrection, this was a bad insurrection. They need lessons.
In America, it just wasn't on January 6th. It was most of the summer of 2020.
Yes, good point there. And when you look at the damage count, and that's the other thing I keep asking, how much damage was done on January 6th versus the summer of love? Billions of dollars versus, yeah, I don't know, probably not even $1 million, maybe a couple thousand dollars.
$100,000.
Yeah,
not even
right.
$100,000.
Yeah.
Unless you count sore feelings.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we count sore feelings.
Well, feelings are important, Horace. They really are. That's what they're telling us. Horace Cooper, he's been with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the warehouse.